Going on.
We're live now. Good, good. Yeah. Yeah, everything's good. How was the day?
Good. Busy.
What'd you get in today? Any IV sedations? Any big cases?
Just the usual implant day.
Which implant day? So you're at Jericho, New Hyde Park?
Queens, Flushing.
Flushing. I'm sorry. Flushing's the busy one. Yeah. Are you there with anyone today or it's just you?
Jordan came in late today. He was actually, because he's leaving in August. So he's interviewing at Clear Choice for Florida while they're setting up their office. So he just was observing Clear Choice in Long Island City.
Gotcha. Maybe you could bring us back some info for...
Said it was kind of slow. They said they've seen a dramatic decline over the last year or two.
That's who the people that I've talked to said too.
Yeah, New York in general. It's not a big market for it, my man. You'll do a lot of implants, but you're not going to do these big cases, which is fine. You don't need to.
What do you think... starting out, I should be obviously implants and wisdom teeth.
I think your goal at the beginning should be learning to sell regular cases, extraction grafts, you know, getting your feet. I don't know how comfortable you are with doing, you know, immediate implant placements, but that's the
key. Okay.
I tried to do this on my laptop, on my MacBook, but I don't know why I couldn't get it to go to my MacBook. Maybe because it's a different email address?
Nah, that should work. That should work just fine. Yeah.
Didn't work.
Huh. Which laptop? Mac?
Mac.
No, that should definitely... Okay, that's interesting.
I was able to open it, but I couldn't get...
Are you still at the office or you left?
I'm home.
You're home now. All right. Well, not too bad. How was your birthday? You just had your birthday on Sunday, right? Monday.
The 25th.
25th, so Sunday.
Monday.
Do anything fun for it? Anything special?
I was in Florida, just chilling.
At the condo? One of the condos?
House. I have a house out there.
At the house. Is the boat down there yet or it's still?
No,
there? The
boat's here.
All right. My dad's, well, he's never going to catch up to you with that. He's got one, I think it's like a 300 engine, and he just got a 27-foot, I forget the name of it, Robalo. He got a Robalo.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice fishing boat.
Yeah, he's looking to get out there on it.
Where is he docking, or he trailers it?
He's got it out in a high and dry in Southold.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. You're on the North Shore, though, you told me.
No, I moved. I'm out actually in Hampton Bays this summer. Yeah. Right by the Shinnecock Canal.
Shinnecock's nice. That's a nice area. So you'll be going over towards the Sag Harbor area.
Maybe
North Shore.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You know, I got a question for you. When do you work out? Because you're fit. You're definitely fit.
I don't really work out as much as I only work out like once or twice a week.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, I actually want to start like, don't laugh, but I'm looking like to possibly start taking some like NA.
Testosterone?
Yeah.
You're going to get on some testosterone, but you're not working out.
But I figured maybe it'll give me energy to maybe start working out.
Probably will.
But there's also like this NAD plus, which is not a testosterone. I started doing a little research on it, but like it's going to help me like with memory loss and like just aging. Like it's supposed to like anti-aging.
You're not having memory loss. What do you need?
A little bit. Like, you know, like as you'll see, as you get a little older, you're going to be like, what? You know, like you'll forget a few things. It's fucking annoying. It is. It's fucking annoying. But
is it annoying you? Has anyone mentioned anything
around? No. But like I'll be like having a fucking brain fart right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like right on the tip of your tongue and you're like, what? You know, and you can't like spit it out. Maybe think it's just like I got so much going on all the time. It's like just hard for me to focus on one thing.
Well, let's break it down a little bit. What's been something that you're excited
about? Did you notice Auerbach's post the other day?
Which one? I've seen a lot going on.
He mentioned me in he calls me Chavez. I don't know if you noticed that. So we had I'm going to tell you, we had a very nice talk. And
okay, yeah. And how are we looking on the new Manhattan office? What do you think?
We're looking great, man. We're on target time-wise. This one's going to be special for me. Always wanted to be in Manhattan. It's been one of those things where I think as growing up in Long Island, you know, it's the prestige of being in Manhattan. I think it's always been in the back of my mind. And I remember when I first graduated from residency and I was married at the time and my ex-wife's father was still alive. And I was looking at practices And one of the practices was in Manhattan, and he was very upset with me that I turned it down.
Oh.
Can you turn down a Manhattan practice? I said, you know, I'll be there someday, you know, but this was just not the right, wasn't the right fit. He was so upset. He was like, you know, how do you turn down New York City? But it all worked out. It all worked out. So now, you know, almost 20 years later, we're going to break into Manhattan. And I plan on spending some time there and looking forward to building some relationships there. And then hopefully we'll start sprouting out.
Yeah, because this is going to be your baby in Manhattan, right? It's the first. It's new. It and you bought the space, but you're building it up within, right?
Correct.
That's what
correct.
I, yeah. Yeah. Are you still on pace for July? What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. And the Lake Success office is basically same time frame. We're moving that from the New Hyde Park space. So we have a lot of square. All counties got a lot of square footage. I could tell you that much. We have a lot of square footage. So it's, you know, it's good. We're in a good spot right now.
Yeah. And how many other practices are there on Long Island? Because now it's all kind of bigger groups, right? You got Leading Edge, All County. You got, what is it, Lycoms. You got
Progressive.
You got Progressive. Yeah, Progressive is very Queens-ish, right?
Or is that No, they're predominantly Long Island, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. They're all Long Island, actually.
Progressive is, that's a growing one.
Yeah, that's a good practice. The Rodney's a good guy. Very good guy.
And like, how many other are there after that?
I mean, then there's like, there's a group in Suffolk County that has, I think, three locations. But then after that, there's a few single guys here and there. But,
The three locations. That's,
Suffolk Oral Surgery.
Oh, Suffolk. Suffolk Oral Surgery. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they had, I could be wrong. I thought they had sold to Leading Edge. I know Stony
Maybe. Road. I don't even know. Maybe.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. So it's great. It's great to get some feet on the ground in Long Island and build. I'm going to be in there with you.
That's a lot of, the Melville. Long Island has a lot of potential. A lot of potential. It's just, we've spoken about this before. It's finding doctors that actually want to move to Long Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I just hired another doctor for Long Island. Very excited.
Oh, where?
He's going to be working in our newest location, which we can't disclose at the moment.
Oh, got it. So further out, like Suffolk or Nassau?
Yeah. Further out east than where my furthest east office is right now.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got new office, building from scratch, or you bought it?
No, we're taking somebody over.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
This is the first time hearing of this. Great. That's good. Excellent.
Yep. This might actually be a very interesting scenario, so stay tuned.
Oh.
We can talk about this off camera.
Okay. Okay. we'll pause that again. I guess I'll pause it at the end.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's go right through. But yeah. I mean, I got 3 days left. I'm looking forward to working with you, Dr. Chapman.
Yeah, I think you got to come spend some time once you're done. Mm. You know, maybe we can get you meeting some doctors or spend some time, and maybe you go out on your own a little bit, pounding the pavement, as they say.
I'll be pounding the pavement.
Pounding the pavement.
Which offices would you say Flushing would be a good office to see you at and see you in action again? Or
anywhere I'm at, you get action.
Okay.
I'm action-packed, as they say.
How's Barr doing? How's Brandon Barr doing?
He's doing great. He's doing great. Very, very happy with our associates. Can't be happier. You know. I wish the Eckers well. You know, unfortunately, they're moving on. I wouldn't say to bigger and better, but they're moving on. They're moving to Miami to be with family. And I really, really do wish them the best. They have been unbelievable. I'm going to miss them both. And I think they will be very successful wherever they go. But, you know, they will always have a home here at All County if they ever choose to come back. We'll make room for them. But I think they will be perfectly fine wherever they go.
Have they given an exact date yet? I didn't
Yeah.
hear.
Yeah, I think they said like July 20 something ish.
Oh, okay. That's a lot sooner than I thought.
Yeah, or I'm not 100% sure. Somewhere, it's in my calendar somewhere. But it's a tough market down in Florida right now. Very tough market down there. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe one of them will continue to travel back and forth for a while till their office opens. So we'll see. You know.
Starting from the bottom up, or they
Yeah, they're opening really from ground zero.
wow, okay, and that's why they wanted the clear choice. I see, get a little something on the side.
They just need some, you know, just need some income. And I think also when you go down somewhere and it's you're looking to open your own practice, and when the market and the economy is tough, and you tell, you know, someone that you're opening your own practice, they're not really thrilled to hire you, you know, but maybe the corporate dentistry doesn't care, you know, but I think that it's tough to join a practice part-time. Definitely within a certain radius, you know. So, like I said, I think they'll be very successful. I think it'll just take some time. You know, it'll be a big change for them. They're coming from a very, very busy group practice, where they're doing extremely well. You know, they walked into a practice where the phones rang and they made money day one. And you know, now they'll feel the pain of managing and owning a practice and understanding what it is to
True.
pay the bills and manage the overhead and, you know,
All the above, yeah,
all
they
the
really
above.
are.
But
And they're gonna be doing it together, so at least they have a team, and they're great with the surgery part. No, interesting how that pans out. It's gonna be a new.
yeah, but don't forget that's also two mouths to feed out of one location that's starting from scratch. So that's double the amount of work. I think that they will do well. They are both very skilled surgeons. Just it'll just be a slow go at the beginning. They'll have to do a lot of marketing, and they'll make it work.
Yeah, when I start in Melville, what insurances? I'm gonna take every
Yeah,
insurance.
you'll start with everything, and then once you start building a referral base for yourself, you will decide where you want to go from there. You know, don't forget that Melville eventually will be your office. You know, I plan on stepping back from Melville once you start getting comfortable, and you know, I want to move west. So, you know, you will be walking into a very, very successful, busy location as well.
That's right.
And, you know, the key is, though, you got to remember, and this goes to all young associates, when you're walking into a practice where the older, let's just say, partner is 20 plus years older, you have to start meeting and growing.
I
Oh,
lost you.
now you hear me? Hello?
There you are. There you are. Yeah, I just
Sorry
lost
about
you
that.
for a second.
I was saying that you have to start building a referral base that's your age, you know. Not that I'm looking to retire anytime soon. I'm 50, just turned 52, and you know, but
Fair enough.
some of my referrals are in their 60s, so they're going to be looking to retire soon. I joined this location where my old partners were 20 years older than me, and some of their cohorts are still practicing. So they're dying off, as we say, you know. So you're going to need to bring in some young blood.
I'm pretty excited about that. I've already started to game plan and put some pieces in play, like we were talking.
I'm just
I
excited to
met a guy.
watch. I'm excited to watch because, you know, you come in with all this enthusiasm, right? You spent all this time in residency. You have this amazing following on social media. And it's just going to be fun to watch how you now take it to the next level. Going from dental school to oral surgery residency, now into the real world. I want to see how that all comes together and how you're going to make it work for you. Going, you know, taking your social media skills, your surgical skills, and combining the two. And hopefully it works out as successfully as I think it will.
Yeah, we're going to have to see. I mean, it's going to be exciting, but we're going to be doing it together, right?
Yeah.
I'm not over there with Auerbach. I'm over here with you. This is going to be great. Of course you
are. You're here for a reason.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited. You know, and I really appreciate how easy you are to talk to, because there's going to be times in you know, especially the first probably 2 years or so, I'm going to have to give you a call. I don't know how it works, but
I get calls. Listen, I get get calls all the time. We're going to be in the office together a few days a week. I expect to be going over cases with you that you have questions about treatment planning with.
Yep.
Questions about how you would handle a certain situation with maybe staffing, or how you would handle a billing situation, or just general life situations. It's not just all about work, you know. I have at least 20 years on you. Life situations, you know. I know, you know, you're going to look to me as like an older brother. You know, it's going to be, you know, interesting. It's an interesting growth pattern. You know, I remember when I first started, I was very, very close with one of my partners and developed almost like a brotherhood, you know, like a fraternity. Like, it was almost like my big brother in a fraternity. And, you know, they take you under your wing. They take the young associate under their wing, and they want that person to grow.
Yeah.
Your success only helps my success.
That's right.
So if I don't spend the time to make you successful, then there's no point of hiring associates. Right. I want my associates to be happy. I want them to eventually have some skin in the game here and make it able to keep growing. And if you've noticed over the last 4 or 5 years, all of my associates have brought in other associates because they've been so happy here. Right. So if that continues, that also allows all county to grow. Right. Growing meaning not only with the bottom line, but also expansion allows me to keep opening more spaces. This, because if I have doctors calling me every year, 3-4 doctors that want to join me, it's very easy for me to open more locations.
Right. Right.
Because if I have the doctors, that's the hardest part in oral surgery to expand. Mm. It's the doctors. Everything else is easy. Mm. Right. For me, it's almost like I'm franchised already. I have the blueprints. Right. I know I have the contractor. I have the support from all of the vendors. You know, I have great staffing in-house right now. And it allows us to bring in other staff. But without the doctor, you can't grow.
Yeah.
And I think for a while, it was hard to get doctors. I don't know. I think I was maybe not big enough. But I think once we hit a certain level, we became well known, and the associates are very happy, which allows us to grow.
I wonder was that in the last like 10 to 12 years?
I would say, so I'm starting this summer will be the start of my 19th year. So I worked, when I started, we had two locations. One was very small, and the other one was only so we realistically, when I started, only had 5 chairs, 2 in one location and 3 in another.
That's small.
And 19 years later, I think we now have with New York City, we probably have 30 plus chairs.
All in 19 years. Wow. The three chair was Melville, right?
We had three chairs was Flushing, and two chairs was Melville.
Oh, two. Okay, so you went from two, and now it's
two to two. I have five chair. I have five chairs in Melville.
Five. Excellent. Okay. Okay. Good. I like that. That's how we can fit two docks. Because you're not going to fit two docks in a two chair.
Right.
Two chair office.
Well, we used to work two doctors in Flushing. We used to work two doctors in Flushing with three chairs in a small little house.
Oh, man, that's not
we pumped that thing out like we used to joke around all the time. It was crazy. We used to think it was like a deli shop. Next, number 72. Come on down. It was hilarious, you know. And it was a neighborhood practice, and everyone knew this is where you go, and people waited. They didn't care. They would stand outside on the stoop. If it rained, they'd bring an umbrella. They didn't care. It was such a weird, weird time when I first started. And just recently, like with, a year ago, I finally moved that office. Went from a three-chair to an eight-chair office.
Was it a bittersweet goodbye, saying goodbye to the office?
I actually was very happy I left.
All right.
There's an underlying story to that too, but it was finally nice to break away. That was the final piece of the previous conglomerate, partnership that really was not such a friendly partnership towards the end. So it was a nice cut. It worked out well.
Okay.
Yes.
Why wasn't it friendly? What happened there?
It just, you know what it is? I think that when you have two guys the same age hire a young associate who's way younger, and that young associate within a year or so is blowing them out of the water as far as collections.
Wow.
And that young guy wants to be more than just the junior associate.
Yeah.
And they really didn't have much of a leg to stand on because they really weren't producing anything anymore.
Right.
And everything was coming to me. It just started getting, you know, contentious. And the first partner to leave was just such an ass. And he was so bad for the practice because he had such a poor reputation. And once he left, the practice just started blooming again. It was so amazing and so quick to see the difference once he left.
Huh.
Yeah, so crazy. So
open up a little bit, yeah.
And then when the other one left, I was so nervous because everyone loved him. And I was so worried that, you know, I was gonna see such a tremendous dip in collection. And but I guess at the end of the day, next man up, the show must go on, you know. And
the show goes on.
The show goes on, you know, and it's weird. It's weird.
And, the second partner that left, he was the one that kind of took you under his wing.
Yes.
Like, how long were you guys together and working together?
We were together. We were together almost 14 years.
Oh, so this is only 5 years ago.
Yeah, he retired 5 years ago.
Okay, that's pretty recent. And since then, I mean, you guys together must have added on practice.
Was it no, just I did all this. I did all this growth within the last 5 or 6 years without him.
Oh my God! How did you do that? Six to seven, almost eight offices now.
I went from two to I gained five offices. I basically picked up an office a year.
Since then.
Huh. Since then.
Because 5 years ago now, it's about was it right before COVID?
It was right before COVID. So when COVID happened, everything just hit the fan.
Yeah.
Everyone quit. The associates, everyone quit. Left me lone man standing. I had a staff of maybe three or four people that were willing to still work. And I ran around like a maniac. I had three locations at the time. And so I'm sorry. So that second partner had retired before COVID. So it's a little bit longer. Okay. So he retired before COVID, and I had just picked up the new Hyde Park location about 6 months before COVID, maybe a little bit longer. And I was running three offices by myself during COVID. I was working about 13 to 15-hour days, wearing that crazy mask getup. And I was coming home every night. I was like, oh, I'm dying. That's it. Tonight's the night. And it was crazy. No, never got COVID until I decided to have the following year, we had a Christmas party.
Oh, the Christmas party, gotcha.
And Brittany Ecker was like, I don't know if we should have this party yet. I'm like, ah, come on. So we have the Christmas party. The next day, 30 people wiped out. Wiped out. The entire organization wiped out.
Everyone got it.
Everyone got it. I remember I went to the office to answer phones. I was like, hello, this is all good.
Yeah, I got COVID. Was that 2020 December or 21 December now?
Well, this happened what? March? COVID was in March, right?
Was that year still? Or was
so
it
that January? Year. That year.
Okay. You made it 9 months. That's
right? Good. Yeah.
Pretty good. And then everyone got it at the same time. Ah. So at the time, the Eckers were on board. Both Eckers.
No, just Brittany.
Where was Jordan?
Brittany had just come on in August.
And Jordan was in?
Jordan was 2 years behind her.
Oh, he's 2 years. He was at Mount Sinai, right? Yeah. She was Monty.
Yeah, he's dual degree.
Ah, 2 years. Oh, man. Who's kind of who would you say is more a little more talented? No. That's got to be fun. That's got to be a fun household to be in. They were great. I met them at this year's Christmas party. I thought they were so much fun.
They are.
Ah, that's really too bad.
She's definitely more competitive than he is.
He does seem pretty chill. He seems
he's really so chill.
You need a chill and then a very outgoing, competitive, friendly competitive in a nice way.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. We still haven't gotten that dinner that you promised. We were going to go out for dinner the last year and a half we've been talking about this.
We'll make it happen.
You let me know. You let me know time and place, and I'll get a loose out there.
All right.
What do you think of the Knicks this year? I don't want to get too far
into it. Well, that's why we got to cut this off pretty soon.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you really think?
Then we're not supposed to be here. Let's just throw that out there. They're not supposed to be where they are this year. They're missing something. I don't know what they're missing. I think what they're really missing is that sixth man off the bench. They should never have gotten rid of DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
Did you watch him last night? He was on fire last night.
I missed last night, but I saw the first two games, and yeah, I know what you mean. They need that spark. They need that.
Yeah, because Adams
is grabbing the boards. You got Brunson dishing, shooting, getting rebounds and steals himself. You need that. You need one more.
You got to give them. Listen, the few players coming off the bench are okay. They can hold it down, but there's nobody sparking off the bench.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think that tonight. I think they're going to win tonight. I think they're going
to
win tonight. I think they're going to tie it up. And then they're going to go back to New York, and they're going to get blown out in game five.
I didn't expect you to say that.
I think they're going to get blown out in game five. It's going to go to game seven. This one's going to go the distance. That's my call. You heard it here. Seven games. And I think they'll take it in game seven at home.
I hope so. I hope so. I saw them after the last.
If it goes to game seven at home, I'm going.
Did you go to the one, the first game?
No. I didn't. I have that 10 game package, and it's so annoying how they have it set up. It's like a lottery system for the playoff games.
Yeah.
Like my Ranger games, I have a half a season package. I'm guaranteed X tickets per round. With the 10 game package, you're only eligible to get into this lottery system. And when you get on and look for the tickets, it's like, it's a shit show. It's just, you're better off just going on StubHub or Ticketmaster and getting it. It's the same price. They're not giving you any discount.
So then, yeah, what's
there's no point. There's no point to it. So, yeah. I don't know.
What's this tattoo under there? I never saw this.
I got a tattoo.
I never knew that. What is that?
It's an anchor and a compass.
In case you lose your direction, you can find.
Yeah, in case I go overboard.
Find your way back to the office.
I need to know which way is north.
I had no idea you had a tattoo. Awesome. Awesome.
I got another one.
I didn't know that. I had no idea you had tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. It's that
fraternity. Not bad for a Jewish boy.
Do you celebrate? Are you hardcore? Are you hardcore Jewish?
No, not at all. Not at all. I was grew up pretty religious. We had a pretty religious household. I guess I was considered conservative, a conservative Jew growing up. And then had some changes in my family life, and I went in a different direction.
Was that with the divorce when you?
No, with my parents' divorce, actually, kind of changed my feeling on my childhood, and it kind of screwed with my whole religious background, and everything that I believed in was kind of like torn away from me. The guy who instilled things in me was just did things completely opposite after I grew up. So it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So I kind of, not that I wouldn't, yeah, I'm just not really a religious guy. I'm not, and I don't think it's good or bad. You know, people are religious, good for them, you know. Obviously, I will stand up for Israel. That's my heritage. And, you know, I'm this anti-Semitism that's going on in the world right now is brutal. Yeah, and it's sad, you know, but it's life. I think it's been here forever, you know, and it's probably never going to change.
Unfortunately, it's interesting how it's kind of almost brewing from campuses, interestingly enough. But
yeah,
that's that'll be a topic for another day.
Yeah. not very into the political thing, so.
Yeah, we gotta be careful with that. Definitely gotta be careful with that. But yeah, I'll let you go. Oh, we gotta go because it starts at 8, right?
I probably might have started at 7:30 actually.
Oh shoot! All right, I'll let you go. Let me hit stop because we wanted to chat about the offices and stuff.
Yeah.
Let me hit stop here. I just wanted to see if I wanted to touch on all the topics. Yeah, so I'll be just really quick. I'll be with you two days a week in Melville. I'll be able to run things by. We'll work together. No, that's perfect because that's the mentorship that I've been really dreaming of, and with you specifically and personally. So I'm looking at that. And then Brar is going to be there the other days. I think it's one day I'll be alone.
Well, we're going to see because if I open up this practice in Bayshore in Babylon, he wants to work in Babylon. So we'll see. We'll figure it out. Maybe you'll work with this other kid. I don't know. This Dr. Lim from Rhode Island. Nicholas Lim.
I'll have to look him up.
Yeah. So this is an oral surgery practice in Babylon. Bayshore.